Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
When it comes to politics, especially in Louisiana, one really can't make some of this stuff up. Absurd political conduct has a long history in the Bayou State, as illustrated by Congressman Robert Broussard's legislation, H.R. 23261, introduced into the U.S. House of Representatives in 1910, formerly referred to as a bill to import wild and domestic animals into the United States. The press labeled it the American Hippo Bill. The backstory is sinuous and involves two unrelated issues of the times, immigration and an invasive species. At the turn of the 20th century, immigrants were flooding into America and creating a demand for beef that could not be met by farmers. The result was a general meat shortage in the country. A couple of decades earlier, in 1884, New Orleans hosted the World Cotton Exposition. During this event, Japan, as a goodwill gesture, gifted the state a collection of attractive water hyacinth plants that soon escaped into the maze of South Louisiana waterways and promptly degraded vast wetland ecosystems. Mr. Broussard set out to solve both of these problems with his bill. The law would authorize the expenditure of $250,000 in federal funds to import wild hippopotamuses from Africa to be released into wetlands of southeastern states. In theory, the animals would gorge on the invasive water hyacinth. When well established, excess hippos could be harvested to address the national meat shortage. Initial public reaction to the proposal was positive. President Theodore Roosevelt thought it a good idea. An encouraging editorial in the New York Times referred to hippo meat as lake cow bacon. During the Agriculture Committee hearings to consider the bill, a so-called expert testified that hippos could provide 1 million tons of meat a year to our supply. Another who had lived in Africa said they were as tame as a common garden cow. Lengthy testimony involved the taste of hippo meat and the means to control them should they get out of hand. For reasons unknown to me, the bill never became law. It's a good thing for many reasons, not the least of which was that supporters also advocated the introduction of Cape buffalo and warthogs.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.